Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
It's 8:22 and it's time for What's It?
It's time for What's It? It's time for What's It? It's 8:22.
Boys one, girls two for the month of June so far. New bloke today, Danny Kerstairs, 23, from Glenrothes, and he works as a kitchen fitter with a German company. What are they called, Danny?
German Kitchen Installations.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. That's exactly
sense,
what it says
it?
On the tin, then.
And is it quite a big job fitting a whole kitchen? How long does it take you to fit a kitchen?
Oh, there's four of us, so we can fit in a day, if we're feeling lucky.
Right.
Feeling fresh.
Oh, okay. Right, welcome to What's It. You've got 30 seconds to represent the men of Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. If you get stuck, Danny, just say What's It and we'll move on, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, but you can only use that lifeline once. Best of luck, Danny. Your time starts now. This comes out of a pen when you write.
Ink.
Yeah. People suffer from this in the summer.
Sunburn.
No, but it's they sneeze a lot.
Hay fever.
Yes, that's right. It's when the water hits the beach, it hits it in what?
Waves.
Yeah, that's right. If the weather is really hot, but there's a lot of water in the atmosphere as well, what is it?
Clammy.
Yeah, another word for that, a proper word for clammy.
What's it?
Okay, it's where the president lives. The White House. Oh, that last one was humid. Danny, you scored 3 points today. So is that going to be enough to be our defending champ for the girls, Arlene?
Who is Annie Miller, 25, from Blackburn. She has a little girl called Madison. She works in retail and she's a student nurse. So I'm guessing, Annie, £1,000 would come in fairly handy.
Yeah, it would come in handy, but I would definitely just blow on clothes or something for my
home. Quite right.
Well, that's the whole thing about £1,000 Thursday, is it's money that you weren't expecting, money that you didn't budget for, so you might as well just blow it on whatever you want, right?
Exactly.
4 points will get you the win. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds for the girls. Your time starts now.
Annie, if a school goes on strike, the teachers might hold up placards and do this outside the school.
What's it?
Okay. If you go on holiday, you would pack this.
Clothes. Your suitcase.
Just the second bit.
Case.
Yes. If you stay in a home, you're not a visitor or a guest, you're a what?
Resident.
Yes. I want to really get this, so I go to the gym.
Fit.
Yes.
Oh, Arlene. You weren't really on top form this morning.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, if you're standing outside a school holding up placards, that was fairly straightforward.
It was protest, Danny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, it's all right. No, I didn't get it either, Annie. I wouldn't feel bad about it. But you two have scored 3 points, which means it's a tie break. Here's what happens in a tie break. I'll describe something. If you want to answer, you have to shout out your own name. You get one shot. If you get it wrong, the point goes to the other person and they win. Is that clear, Danny?
Yeah, that's fine.
Happy with that, Annie?
Yep.
This is a famous character from the TV show Towie, and he's a bloke with big teeth. He's a bit thick. And his surname is also the county. His first name is a baby kangaroo.
Oh, Danny,
you said first.
Joey. From Joey Tribbiani.
Oh, I've been to that county, Tribbiani, many times.
Danny, Joey Tribbiani is the wrong answer. Oh, Danny, I'm so sorry. You are going to get ripped about this for weeks, mate. Annie, did you get it yet?
No, I didn't.
Well, it doesn't matter because the girls have won.
Tell me the answer.
The answer was Joey Essex.
Joey Essex.
Yeah, it's too late to say it now, Annie. It's a win for the girls. Annie, will you come back tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm so really disappointed.
We'll speak to you then, Annie. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Unbelievably, the girls have won the day. It's boys one, girls three for the month of June on What's It.